Justin Houston is one of the most dominating players in the entire National Football League. In just over a half year, Kendall, he had 11 sacks. He led the team for the entire year with 14 quarterback pressures. But we also saw what he meant when he wasn't on the field. Because when he and Tom Bahali went down in Week 12 against the San Diego Chargers, the Chiefs gave up their biggest total of the year. So I have to ask you, what does number 50, Justin Houston, mean to the future of this team?
Well, Mitch, certainly as a pass rusher, you measure in sacks. But what Justin Houston is doing is so much more. He's becoming a complete outside linebacker.
This is from the Chiefs' Week 9 game in Buffalo, midway through the second quarter. The Chiefs align in their traditional 3-4 base defense with four linebackers and three defensive linemen. Tom Bahali and Justin Houston are both showing rush, but have responsibilities in the run game as well. In the event of a run play, both outside linebackers are responsible for setting the edge. This tactic forces outside running plays in to the heart of the defense. It's a strategy that defensive coaches facing the Chiefs often teach their defensive players as well, as it's their best chance at keeping Jamaal Charles under wraps. The Chiefs' offense saw it in Week 5 against the Titans. The play call is to run to the weak side off tackle. The Titans' outside linebacker, Akeem Ayers, is responsible for setting the edge and keeping any Charles run inside. But Brandon Albert is too quick, sealing off Ayers from the play at the start. Jamaal is able to capitalize off that mistake and run for a 20-yard gain. Now, fast forward to Week 9. With elite speed back C.J. Spiller in the backfield, Houston's responsibility is the same. Keep the running back from getting to the sideline. As the play develops, Spiller tries to escape to the outside, but Houston holds the edge. All of a sudden, the Bills' counterplay is in shambles, and Spiller goes down for a one-yard loss.
Jeff Toole on first and 10 hands it off to C.J. Spiller trying to go to the right side, and Spiller is hit for a loss.
Mitch, that's a play that not every pass rusher in the NFL can make and really shows what Justin Houston brings to the table.
Kendall, that's a great point. He has become a force against the run and, of course, an outstanding pass rusher. Last year, in just over a half year, he had more sacks than he had in the entire 2012 season. So I have to ask you, what steps has he taken to become a premier pass rusher?
One word, maturity. He continues to add to his game.
Here in Week 1, he is matched up against the Jaguars' top draft pick, Luke Jokel. He easily beats the rookie with a speed rush, running right around him to the quarterback, recording one of his three sacks of that day.
Gabbert has no chance. Justin Houston gets his third sack of the game.
We'll pick it up again in Week 3, matched up against another first-round draft pick, rookie Lane Johnson. Here, Houston is going to set up a speed rush, but then counter with an inside move to the quarterback. The rookie is not ready, and Michael Vick has nowhere to go. Another sack for Houston. Two plays later, he shows one final move. Here, he's going to come off the ball low and get leverage on the tackle, putting him on his heels and pushing him into the backfield before bringing Vick down for a sack with his own man.
Vick in the two-minute drill is engulfed and eaten alive by Justin Houston. He had nowhere to go.
That's about as impressive a set of pass rushes as you'll see. And what it shows is how he's working on his technique and how he's getting better. The future is very, very bright for number 50, Justin Houston.